Oh man, it's what it is. You gotta remember that football's only 11 men kicking a ball about, you know? There's life and death outside of the game.
What? Okay. What are the headlines saying about?
Gosh.
What is the format of the UEFA Nations League? What is the format of the in-air plane repair quiz? And what is the format of Hugo Lloris's prison sentence or whatever it was it happened to him? You're listening to In-Air Plane Repair. Unfiltered, uncensored, and unprofessional football conversation on the internet. Joining me today to discuss England's tepid half of football in the UEFA Nations League and much more, Otto_Wolf is here.
Hello, nice to be here.
Have you brought all of your statistical expertise?
Big time. Big time.
Good to hear. Luke is here, our man who's played the game at the highest level. Luke, hello.
Hello.
And completing his Twitter alter ego, that is at Luke and Jasper. Jasper Kawaja is here.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I've got a little bit of a cold coming on. My throat hurts, and I'm very tired. But I'll try my best.
That's what we ask here on the In-Air Plane Repair podcast. And hello to Johnny Vickers, at the J Doggy Dog, our fan on the road.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired as well.
I'm tired too.
I'm not tired. But, I've been joking for a long time.
We'll go for it.
England looked tired.
Yeah.
Anyone, Jasper? What happened at the week? What happened in the international? I don't even know what to call it anymore.
Well,
Nations League.
No, but it's not an international break. Tournament.
No. England played Spain. What happened against Spain?
Well, I was watching the comedian Kevin Bridges during the England match, so maybe you should ask Otto this question.
Otto, what happened against Spain?
Well, Luke Shaw, beautiful assist.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was probably one of the best assists I've seen all season.
I did see the highlights, it was a very nice assist.
That was nice. And
so he got a concussion or something as well?
He might be playing on Saturday.
Are you allowed that these days?
If you have a state-of-the-art treatment centre, you can.
And they said they got that just at Wembley. They don't even go to hospital anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So Old Trafford has the best, whatever.
Luke, are you pleased to see Luke Shaw back in an England shirt?
Yeah, it's alright, isn't it? Good work. Not bad. It's alright. I don't really know what to think of him, to be honest. Like, seems like he's okay sometimes, but then he did make a mistake when Spain scored one of their goals, but like everyone makes mistakes, don't they? And it did, you know. I thought, oh, go on, win the ball, and then he didn't win the ball. So you know, it just to show it was Carvajal was a quick boy just then. So yeah, really happy to see Luke Shaw. Great job.
I don't know what's so funny about that.
I honestly have no idea.
I thought that was a good. I thought Luke Shaw put in a good performance.
Rambling to a madman.
he changed his opinion from the beginning to the end of the statement.
After talking about a mistake he made.
I thought that was a valid contribution, Luke.
Yeah. Thanks. Cheers.
England were not as good as Spain because Spain can pass the ball well and England are not as good at passing.
Because everyone was kind of saying, like, oh, does this mean England wasn't actually that good at the World Cup? I feel like we kind of knew that.
If you listen to our World Cup podcast, we definitely did not know that.
We did after we went out. But like, I think it's a lot of positive.
I'm not sure. I mean, like, I know it's meant to be like a competitive game and all this Nations League stuff, but yeah. You know, really, it's all about winning trophies and getting into big finals, big games.
Well, and Sterling pretended to be injured, and he's not playing.
Yeah,
We got to the World Cup semi-final. It doesn't matter if you like lose against Spain.
No, in essentially a friendly.
Yeah, no. What I was gonna say is, I think there's loads of positives from it. Like, it's not like, because I think Spain are clearly a very good side. That they had the chances to win, maybe should have won, maybe should have drawn.
I think Spain, the thing that maybe we do have to keep in mind is that Spain, that was Spain's first competitive game under Luis Enrique. And they have had massive change. It's only Sergio Ramos and one other player from the 2008, 2010, 2012.
Probably Busquets,
Yeah, Busquets and Ramos are the only two players that have kept that are still playing from that era.
Should have been a question in your quiz.
It's not that good of a question, mate. My questions are absolute deezies. So I think they have had big changes, and that was their first game. So, like, England could have maybe capitalised on that, but...
One of the players who almost capitalised on that, in fact did capitalise on that, was Marcus Rashford. Put in an excellent performance, could have had a hat-trick, and put in a good performance against Croatia. No.
Switzerland.
Talk about Marcus Rashford.
An interesting one, isn't he? Obviously burst onto the scene at Man United.
His whole life story.
He's gone off the boil a little bit recently, at Man United especially.
He got overhyped.
Well, this is the thing, he just doesn't get played regularly, but they've got a lot of, well, I say a lot of talent, but no one's playing well for them. So there is a debate, should he go somewhere lower, like a lower club, so he can play week in, week out?
Do a bit of a Lukaku.
Well, potentially.
Luke, yeah. you're a Rashford fan.
He's a good kid.
What can he do to get to the next level?
Probably bang it in the net a bit more, you know? Because he looks like a real good player, but then he just, like, even the goal that he scored against Spain, he kind of mishit it a bit into the floor, you know? And there was a header... That was just a great save. De Gea, what a keeper, legend. But the third chance where he could have, it was a great first touch, and then he's got to score that one. So I think just if he bangs it in the net a bit more, the rest of his game is great. Like, he's good at finding space. He can run at players, take them on, pick out passes when he needs to.
Well, you don't think he should West Brom?
When you said that, I thought that actually might be cool to see him, like, because I reckon he'd, like,
they could
be, like, a real focal point for a smaller team than Man U, and might, like, tear shit up.
For a Crystal Palace or maybe a Southampton.
Think he should. Like, if you think he's only 21, there aren't many 21-year-olds in the world right now start week in, week out for, like, a top club.
He doesn't start.
No, that's what I mean, but it's not common to.
Right.
And there, obviously, there'll be a lot that in the next couple of years.
Yeah, true.
Will be massive around the world.
But he's one of those weird players, like you say, in the Spain game, he could have had a hat trick. And that's, like, in some ways a positive, in some ways not, because, like, yeah, he found the space and he kind of created the opportunity for that hat trick, but ultimately, he only got one goal. And so it's like maybe you kind of hope that the instinct that he has keeps going, but then his finishing improves. So hopefully he will become kind of like, you know, a more prolific striker. But at the moment...
Is he better number nine or out wide?
At the moment, he's definitely better as a winger.
He's quite...
I don't know. I think he's like, because of his move, like, I don't think he really likes it out on the wing. So he doesn't, like, he's not a typical winger.
I don't think there are many players that like to be moved from the centre out to the wing, are there?
Oh. Yeah, but there are players who are actually wingers. And he's not like, so he's not really like, you might as well put an actual winger on the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought England missed Raheem Sterling. Would you agree?
Yeah, England really did.
It's funny because he got a lot of stick at the World Cup.
They're just wrong.
Yeah, I
agree. Were giving him stick about stuff off the pitch as well. That wasn't just...
Was this another episode in the continuing saga of the disappearance of Harry Kane in an England shirt?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, he has now been unfit for months.
Well, you've said this in previous podcast. Yeah, what do you mean by unfit?
He's just looked off the ball. A half a yard off of the pace, or whatever that phrase is, along those lines. Because there was even one chance where he was half a yard away from it.
No.
Literally.
That is excellent.
This is top level punditry. Literally half a yard off the ball. Why does he score every other game, every game for Spurs, and doesn't score for England?
Golden Boot.
Anyone would have banged in a hat-trick against whatever you...
To be fair, I think if Stones was on, like, England penalties, he'd probably have won the Golden Boot.
Yeah.
Because... he doesn't seem to get presented with the chances that he gets at Spurs.
No, Spurs are a very good side, like a really good team. They all know each other's role perfectly. Whereas I wouldn't say England are quite there in the fluidity.
They're not there. Playing. They didn't look there yesterday night against
Switzerland.
In fact, it was really, really dull. Did you watch the first half?
I did not.
I did. It just reminded me of old England.
Yeah, it was.
It's like back in good time.
Do you think it's just them being a bit cocky, we're going to beat these guys eventually?
I think it's when you go back to friendlies and you're just like trying stuff out and
yeah.
I don't know, there's nothing to
and being quarter finalists maybe went to their head a little bit.
Semi-finalists.
Sorry, semi-finalists, yeah.
Should be, sorry. I think it's the waistcoat.
Did he not wear it?
So apparently it is the FA, so it is, he doesn't pick out his clothes. It's like,
what?
You know how the German team, like Joachim Löw and his right hand man, they wear like the same polo necks and trousers and everything. It's the FA suit, so it was the FA World Cup.
Because Phil Neville wears the same thing, doesn't he, for the England women's?
Yeah. So the FA suit with waistcoat.
And they decided not to have
it. It's not worn for the UEFA Nations League.
Oh.
So,
does he choose his own clothes for that?
Or? I still think his clothes are dictated by the FA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think the FA have dropped the waistcoat? Is it a tournament thing?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're going to see it in the Euros.
Southgate's definitely staying on to the Euros, isn't he? But that's good because that means he at least has time to really start to try and build this squad.
I think there's even talk of a contract extension after the Euros.
Really?
As in it may be signed soon.
Mm. I know it's early days to be thinking about the Euros, but we're on international football. What will the expectations be for the Euros? Because if you think about how overly hyped we always get for England anyway, now they've reached a semi, everyone is at the World Cup, everyone's going to expect them to actually...
It's going to be disappointment.
It is, I think.
But this World Cup...
Unless they win it and...
this was the first World Cup where nobody had any expectations going into the World Cup.
Yeah, but we will next time.
But so maybe people have learned their lesson. We're gonna win it.
Don't you think, you know, like quite a lot of the players in this team are not at their peak yet?
Well, I think it's exciting times. It's a young side that are all going to get better.
Well, have you even got that like Leicester left back?
Chilwell.
He's going to come in.
Good.
No, is he going? Well, Luke Shaw's looking good.
Tarkovsky.
Ryan Sessegnon.
Yes.
Phil Foden. I'm excited about
Dominic Solanke.
Guy in Leicester, Cam, number 10.
Madison. Yeah, there's a lot about Madison, whether he can be the real number 10.
He played Milner and Henderson to
Milner's
kind of deal
dead
with,
by trying
to deal with
Euro.
Madison.
Says it all.
Milner's retired from international football. Yeah, I was just saying that Klopp was so scared of Madison, he played Henderson and Milner. Dropped Keita. Yeah. Didn't go well.
Right.
Was that why he dropped him?
There was talk on the internet. So, the UEFA Nations League...
I'm a fan. Because, like, now it's like, we actually watched the game against Spain. It's like something to play for, and you play a competitive side. And
but
like,
did you just watch it because it was Spain?
No, but, like...
What are they playing for?
You always be playing better teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true.
I just think, like, friendlies before have been the most boring thing ever. And now it's like slightly... It's like, now we've got the game against Croatia, it's like, we've actually got to win.
Well, that's a bit of a grudge match as well.
Oh, yeah, and a bit of a grudge match, but... It's just
we are now great rivals with Croatia.
Well, no, we're recent rivals, aren't we?
Croatia are going to be feeling a bit deflated after that 6-0 defeat.
Yeah, we're moaning about England losing 2-1 to Spain.
Mm.
Yeah, that's Croatia, true.
It's
that
a good
true.
Spain side.
But also, I just don't think Croatia are that good.
Whoa!
I know it's like you know it's like a
second best team in the world.
That's just obviously not true,
but
is
it? It's so... I said it throughout the World Cup. The World Cup is based on small margins.
Yeah.
And if Kane squares
I just think Spain, the likes of Spain
how many times
and
Kane
Brazil...
Hit post in it? Oh, don't remind me! No, please.
Oh, man.
But yeah, sorry, carry on.
No, I was just saying, like, I think Spain, the likes of Spain and Brazil... were at the World Cup and kind of still are the best teams.
Well, what was it? Spain,
but
Spain
that doesn't mean
them.
You're going to win a tournament.
Spain sacked their manager two days before. The Spanish team is looking spicy as hell.
Mm.
Asensio.
It's nice having him like on the bench. You know, imagine if England had a player like Asensio on the bench.
He scored a hat trick.
In which game?
The Croatia game. He was.
Yeah, I was talking about the England game.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about the Croatia game. Luis Enrique is really, he's changed the team. He's doing what he did at Barcelona. He's making them more direct, which is quite exciting. I think they're going to be quite a force to reckon with.
But this is it. They're a force to reckon with, but it, like internationals, it's just a tournament, isn't it? So you come around to tournament, small margin.
I've still got a feeling that England are lacking good midfielders.
Mm. Yeah.
No offence, Jordan Henderson.
No, you're right.
No.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
That's and I just don't see anybody.
They're just not. Well, I think Phil Foden is the one.
I mean, big boy Ruben, I guess.
Yeah, and Dele Alli doesn't do it for you.
I feel like Dele Alli's just been a bit off the pace the last year.
Half a yard off as well, Joe.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. Look, there's something wrong with Tottenham's fitness.
Look, who would be your pick for England's midfield in the Euros?
I don't know. Like what, for their whole midfield? What formation we doing?
No.
We've got the same formation.
Just like a young, 61. A young lad. One young lad.
Let's get that Phil Foden guy that Jasper always banged on about. Stick him right in the mid, number 10.
I've always thought.
What position is his best position in?
What?
What position is Phil? Yeah. What position would you put Phil Foden in?
Number 10.
Nice. I'd have him a bit deeper.
No. We'll get him banging the goals in as well. Actually, then they don't really have anyone to play deep. I guess Henderson can maybe stick around.
Oh, joy. Yeah, I've always thought Trent Alexander-Arnold could migrate into the middle.
He's definitely not a defensive midfielder, though.
Nah. He's got the shoulders for midfielder.
He's got the pulse.
He could be just a midfielder. Not like an attacking one, not a defensive one, just a general.
Just a general.
I just feel like
no real role.
We've got a lot of players who are like, are they attacking midfielders? Are they wingers? Are they strikers?
Yeah.
You know? We need someone who's like, I'm a midfielder.
Isn't that the sign of a kind of shit player?
That's the way football's going now. It's not set positions as such. You have players that roam in and out.
Like Fernandinho is like a midfielder.
But he's played centre-back at times Pep's team.
Yeah.
It's like you build players around
Sergio Busquets.
Something else. Yeah, he's a defensive midfielder.
He has played centre-back.
Yeah.
But no, he is still. He's
Paul Pogba.
But I always think...
Iniesta.
Like, oh yeah, they're midfielders.
You
would
have said that about Fabian Delph 2 years ago, wouldn't you?
But
you just wouldn't put him in the... You just wouldn't have fought Fabian Delph.
Raising footballers now to be able to play a range of positions.
Total football.
Well, it seems like in the modern game... this is a coaching perspective.
Are you coaching the year sevens to have total football?
Not quite.
Well, you put your best striker at centre back first, yeah.
Exactly. But wingers aren't the same as they used to be. If you think about it, the old school winger was out wide, now they cut in all the time.
They're
goals
from
the inside forward.
Or Turquistas, whatever the fuck that is.
Alright. But they're also asked to track back, so
I reckon because it's like you've got fullbacks who just like they're bombing down the sides. You got wingers going in. You got like number 10 or whatever they like, and you see someone just sits.
You need a Kante. Well, Kante's changed as well, hasn't it?
Oh yeah,
it's all changing.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
No, but Kante's changed defensive midfielding.
Yeah, and
he's the new he's the new meta.
Did you see today? I think. There's some campaign to get the word Kante as a verb in French.
What, for
to Kante. As in, you got Kante. Like, you could... Because you know how the French are, they just create words?
Yeah.
Like...
They've got, their panel that oversees what words are allowed.
Yeah, and they have
swords. But what does it mean?
Well, it means.
Swept up.
Well, it's like you
just got Kante, mate.
You lost the ball...
You were there was a defensive masterclass against you.
But is it in reference to your Kante playing on your team.
Yeah.
Like, you did a Kante.
It could be that.
Or you got Kante.
I think this is what
could
the
it,
word can be.
Could it be applied outside of football?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, so I might, like, forget my keys, leave them here, but Otto spots them as I'm walking out and gives them to me.
No, I would, like, spot them. Like, you'd already be home. I'd sprint home, deliver it to you.
Yeah.
And I'd unlock the door for you.
Yeah. And then, like, you'd run to Johnny's house.
Like, you got Kante. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What does the word Kante mean? Should it be a verb?
In French?
Should it be an English word?
I think it should be an adjective.
That's a very Kante thing to do.
Should it be an adjective? We can't wait to hear what you think. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to us on SoundCloud. In fact, I think we should...
We'll get everything else going.
We should say hello to...
We've got a Patreon.
We do have a Patreon.
No, Richie, you're joking.
No, not a Patreon.
We do have a Patreon account. You can, for $2 a month, you can support us. And we will be thankful. Let's say thanks to Siddhartha Solanki.
Oh, my boy, we've gone global as well. We've gone global. He's out in India.
Hello. In Mumbai. He's in Mumbai, isn't he?
Yeah, he was kind of a mentor to me in the football podcast game.
Me and Jasper both appeared on Sid's
radio show.
Well, it's good to have him as a listener.
So, yeah.
Kimberly Kaplan, thanks for listening.
What's that? Who is she?
No idea.
No. Oh, hello, Kimberly.
Genuine fan.
Hello, Kimberly.
Sarah Kimball.
Hello, Sarah.
Wow. Are they fake accounts?
I don't know, man.
No, this is a good podcast.
So you give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. That helps us out.
I haven't even done that yet.
Don't forget to review, but we don't really care as long as you have a good time and listen.
That's what it's about.
And you're going to have a good time and listen now, because it's time for the in-air plane repair quiz. So for this part of the podcast, we're going to hand over to our expert statistician / quizmaster Otto_Wolf for Otto's quiz time.
Oh, you do then do it lower? Oh, no.
Otto's quiz time.
So I also need to take... I'm going to have to take down points. Because we're going to keep track. So the first question, which you guys will know, is the question. I hope you didn't.
What's the format of the quiz?
Have we got teams or?
Do you want to have teams? You could have Jasper and Johnny versus. No, because you don't have to discuss it. That'd be really boring podcasting.
And it would be very hard to do with Luke, who's on Skype.
Yeah, that'd be too difficult.
But so how do we just reveal our answers? Like,
well, some questions I'll need you to write down your answers before.
All right.
But this question.
You can play along at home, get your pen and paper ready.
But right now, you don't have to get your pen and paper ready. We'll just discuss it. No. Actually, do write it down. Should we edit it, though, so that... No, this...
We're meant to be the most... By the way, I was thinking about this. The most unedited. Once you're not edited, that's just it, isn't it?
Yeah,
you equal most unedited.
But we edit the beginning so that it starts on time. So...
But it's like being the most... Like, if you don't edit it, then you can't go any... It's like, you can't get any more unedited than that. Anyway, then it doesn't matter.
Okay, so... In the Premier League, there are 3 players with 100-plus... goals and assists. So 100 goals and 100 assists. Only 3 in the history of the Premier League.
In the history of the Premier League?
Yeah, only 3 in the history of the Premier League. Which 3 do you think there will be? You can discuss.
No, we can.
This is... I reckon it needs to be quite...
Before you reveal your answers, I think we should have a bit of a discussion. You know?
Okay,
I'm just going to assume you guys aren't going to cheat. And it's one point for each.
If we're discussing it and Jasper tells me, like, somebody I've completely forgotten, like Patrick Vieira, even though he's probably...
Oh, Patrick!
Then it's like, I'm obviously going to write that down.
Once you've all written down your answers, let's discuss. And you get a point for each correct answer.
We'll try it if it's not worth
100 goals and 100 assists.
Yeah, more than 100 goals and more than 100 assists.
There's only three
in the history of the Premier League.
Well, I only started following football in 1999, so I'm going to go with...
I can give you hints, but do you want the hints?
No.
Well, it's hard to know if we're close or not.
Okay, my hint will be they all played like in the time that we were watching football.
So we know all of them.
Yeah, 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 100%. It's not like.
All right, I'm gonna go with Frank Lampard.
Well, just chill, mate. Just chill.
I was also. Let's get the debate going.
I feel like I've got all of mine.
Yeah, I've got my three down. Are we free to debate?
I've got two of mine down. Luke?
Yeah, I've got mine down.
Alright.
Oh, I don't know about the third one.
I'm just very wrong.
Dominic Solanke.
There was also a bit. I was going to do a question about who's looking most likely to get there.
It was going to be
Raheem Sterling. He's looking the most likely of any current player to get there.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely see that.
It's going to be someone who's just been around for ages. That's my thinking.
Michael Carrier. <Well. laughs>
Yeah, you've got to find, like, because the thing is, you've got players like, just going to, like, you know, give you a bit of a hint, but like players like Suarez who would have reached 100 yeah, and 100, but they weren't around.
There's something about Ronaldo as well.
Well,
I don't think he's there long enough.
But you just gave me like a weird look in the
eye. I was just giving a weird look.
Can we reveal them? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is everyone written them down?
I'm ready. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And if you have a correct answer, I want you to give me a. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So.
Oh, are you gonna do? We're not gonna say what we got.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, this is fine.
Oh yeah, just do it.
Wait, Otto just gonna read them out and we blur in.
If you got it right. All right. So. First one is Rooney.
Yes!
Oh,
yes. Luke and Thomas.
Yes, Luke. Oh,
I don't think I can get any of these. Okay.
Wayne, how could I forget about my boy Wayne?
And this is where I should have taken down exactly how many goals and assists. So I could have told you, but I didn't.
You can look up and tweet us how many goals and assists does Wayne really have.
The second one is Ryan Giggs.
Yes.
Fucking hell!
I just thought he was old. I just didn't. I right. Goals. I love
and the last one, Frank Lampard. Yeah. Wait, did everybody?
No.
Luke, did you? Blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
Did you blow up twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Luke, and at the end of that round, Jasper Khawaja is on 1 point.
Yeah, but can I? Like, I obviously can't argue with this because I assume you're giving the right answers. What happened to Henri here?
Yeah, Thierry he scored a lot of goals. Didn't
but
get
one season
assists.
He got the record number of assists. He still holds that, like 20 odd.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't get 100 plus assists. He was close. He was one of the close players.
Scholes?
No, Paul Scholes never got enough goals.
Really?
Scholes got a lot.
Scholes scored a goal.
Yeah.
I
want to look up a.
Yeah, go for it. If you want to research it.
Is there any point?
I'm pretty sure these are right. The other players who were very close were Gerrard.
Yeah.
He didn't have quite enough goals, I think. I can't remember exactly. Suarez was close, but he hadn't played long enough.
That's quite surprising.
And Bergkamp was another one who was close, but I don't think he had enough assists. There were some interesting ones. For interest, the Bundesliga have 3 players as well. And they are Müller, and Moller.
So Müller has 300 goals and 300 assists?
No. Two players called Müller, one player called Moller.
That's a great fact.
That is a good fact.
Yeah. Alright, do you want another question?
Let's have another one.
Do you want another?
Well, Scholes got the goals, he just didn't have the assists.
Oh, Scholes got the goals. Sorry. So I've either got one about keepers or one about goal scorers.
Keepers.
Alright.
Keepers.
So, who has... Which... I've got 2 free keepers who are the top 3 keepers, again. Top 3 again.
How are you rating this?
Best clean sheet average.
Average?
There's a keeper who has the most clean sheets, but he doesn't necessarily have the best
average. Is this just going to be, like, a few people who played one game?
Yeah.
No, they have to have played, like, a certain number of games, which is, like, 50 games or something like that.
Okay.
Like, they played a lot of games. 50 games.
So are they all, like...
Tom Heat...
Without this being a technical question, are they all big boys?
Yeah, they're all big boys.
They're all big boys.
You've definitely heard of all of them.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you a point for each one.
Okay.
I reckon... Yeah,
you could play along at home. 3 keepers with the best. What was it?
Best clean sheet average.
Okay.
So give me 1, 2, and 3, and I'll give you 2 points if you get it. You know the right order. If you get like you know if you put the keeper first, I'll give you 1 point if you get the right keeper but in the wrong order.
We have to do them in order.
Well, yeah, you get
last round.
Any idea how many games we're talking as a minimum?
They all played a lot of games.
A lot.
These free keepers played a lot.
So we're not talking about like Edison.
No. These free keepers played a lot of games. Think about it. People didn't. How long are we going back?
Just Premier League era.
Yeah, Premier League. This is all Premier League.
Ah, because football only started when the Premier League started.
Yeah, exactly. But we're only born in 1995. All right, is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Number one, big surprise, but also makes sense if you think about it, Pepe Reina. Did anyone put down Pepe Reina?
That makes no sense.
0.47 clean sheets.
Rafa Benitez was a good defensive-minded
manager. Yeah, he was. Makes sense if you think about it. Number two, a Premier League legend.
Van der Sar.
Petr Cech.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I had him as number
0.46.
I had him as number one.
Okay, so did anyone have him as number two?
I've got him as number two.
Fake news.
Jasper gets 2 points. God. All right, Thomas, you got him. So yeah. That's 1 point for you. And then the last one, Van der Sar.
Yes!
Yes! And where did you guys have him?
Third. Second.
Third?
Oh, yeah.
Third. I've got Laurie's carriers.
All right, so Thomas, 1 point. Luke, did you get him third?
Peter Cech.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. 2 points for Luke.
But Van der Sar played for Fulham for fucking years.
Yeah, he was fucking great at Fulham.
Get a clean sheet.
Shut up, don't judge him. All right, and Johnny, you got... Okay, so at the end of that round, Jasper's got 3, Thomas 4, Luke 4, and Johnny 2.
Yeah.
Wow. All tune right, in next time for more of...
Wait, do you want one more question?
Oh, you want to do one more?
Whoa. Well, I've got a pretty good question, actually.
All right. Just forget I did that. Yeah, this is good, actually. This is good stuff because we haven't got much to talk about.
This is actually quite a long question. Maybe it's too long.
What time are we on?
It's about the 12 founding clubs.
12. We've got 12 months. No, it's too long, really.
Founding
clubs.
But I could tell you the founding clubs, and you can tell me. And there's another question that comes afterwards.
No, because we just save them both for like another week, I reckon.
But no, it's a quite quick. It's a quick question.
This is dead, man.
Mixed messages.
All right. So there are 12 founding clubs. It's quite an interesting question.
Yeah. Because
So when the Football League started, there was one Football League, and then there was a Football Association, which had like Sheffield Wednesday, shit like that.
This is when the Premier League started.
So this is like kind of when the league started. When League One started.
So it's somewhere 1860.
Yeah, 1888. And so there were 12 clubs.
When the Premier League started.
There was Accrington FC, who have now folded. Aston Villa,
yep.
Blackburn Rovers, Bolton Wanderers, Burnley,
Everton.
Derby, Everton, Notts County, Preston North End, Stoke, West Brom and Wolverhampton.
When was this?
Wait, but there was another...
In 1888.
There was another association going on with that.
Yeah, that's a different... They start 2 years later.
Okay.
But only one of these teams has never won the top division or the FA Cup.
Can you go through it again?
See, maybe this question...
Accrington.
They folded.
So I'm going for that.
Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers, Bolton Wanderers, Burnley, Derby County, Everton, Notts County, Preston North End, Stoke, West Bromwich Albion, or Wolverhampton Wanderers?
Wolves.
Burnley.
Preston.
Luke?
I can't remember any of them. It's Blackburn Rovers one.
They won the league!
Oh, they won the league.
They won the league at night, didn't they?
Get out, mate.
Wait, who are you saying?
Preston.
I think they have.
They probably have as well.
Alright,
so Preston were before Manchester United, so like they're the original.
Well, first club in the world, can anyone name it?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield FC.
Sheffield FC, you're right.
Yeah. When was that?
In the 1800s.
Luke doesn't remember.
Great day.
What's
the point of having the first team? You can't play anyone.
Play yourself.
Yeah, I think.
Just five aside again.
Well, none of you are right. It was Stoke.
I was going to say Stoke.
It's just about how depressing Stoke's history as a football club has been. Because they've literally been around since 1888 and they've never won the FA Cup or the...
Stephen Ox has won the Milk Cup.
Yeah.
Stoke fans, get in touch. What is it like being a Stoke fan?
Suck a dick.
Yeah, but they... Extreme.
Honestly, you're going to be called out for your homophobia, mate. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Is that all my questions? I've got a bonus question. You can get 5 points for it because it's really hard.
Yeah.
What strange gift does the Sunderland manager receive after every win? It's very weird.
A potted plant.
Potted plant? We'll go to Luke.
A shower cap.
Where's
a dash?
Something will just come out.
A plate.
Sunderland merch. You get a mug this time. Too many fucking plates.
A replica shirt.
I think their nickname is like the Black Cats or something. So okay. I'm gonna say the hair. Of
that's
the
what
black
I. Like.
The hair of a black cat. No, you're wrong. But I give you a hint.
Yes. Is it just first word?
Roger Federer.
A Swiss watch.
Lionel Messi.
Great.
A hairband.
LeBron. Goat.
Goat. Yes.
Is it given a goat?
Yeah, but not actually. It's kind of like a bit of a clickbait question.
So what do we?
Because he gets a goat, but he gets a goat donated to a family and like.
Oh, like your fam.
It's like an Oxfam goat card. Yeah,
so I get at least a point.
Yeah, you get points.
When did that start?
Yeah,
at the beginning of his contract.
Oh, this is a new thing.
Yeah, it's in his contract. It's just the most recent.
As in, like, you get the bonus when you win.
Yeah,
we'll give you a goat to someone who needs it more than you.
I think their priority is all in the wrong place.
That's Sunderland.
And I think they've also just. I think the manager is acting.
The manager.
Of Sunderland.
Yeah, the manager of Sunderland.
So they hit League One and it's like, we can only give you a goat.
Yeah, we can just donate a goat because you're going to offset our tax.
As an incentive?
No.
He gets a nice card every time.
Like,
imagine if he was given a black cat every time.
A lot of cats. Actually, they don't really win, do they?
No, they do. They're bossing it in League One.
Alright, so do you want to hear the points at the end of that?
Yeah, let's hear the points, Kelly.
Everyone's on 4, apart from Luke, who's got 2. No, sorry.
What?
Apart from Johnny, who's got 2.
And someone else is on 3.
No, everyone's got... Jasper got a quest... point
oh,
back.
Oh,
no,
right. That's not fair.
Well, make sure you keep your tallies for next week. If you've been playing along at home, I know I would be if I'd be listening to this. tune in next time for more Otto's Quiz Time.
Oh, yeah, perfect pitch.
But I can change the questions next time.
No, that was excellent.
Yeah. No, just do the same ones again.
That was really good.
Okay, 100% every time.
That was excellent. Alright, so should we talk about... It's a bit dull now, we've had the drama of that quiz. Next weekend in the Premier League, there are some exciting fixtures. What are you excited about? Tottenham Liverpool?
Yeah, that's
I love a big game.
Sorry, that was directed at Johnny. That was
shut up. Just
sorry.
Yeah, I love a big game Saturday morning.
Wait, is this? Oh shit! I'm going to be on a train. I'm going to miss it.
Going back then?
I don't know.
I don't think our listeners are going to find that interesting at all.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's exciting stuff because Liverpool have been scraping by, grinding out the victories, but now they're playing maybe a good side. And then Tottenham have been looking good apart from the last game, I think.
All I'm going to say is, Tom, remember the last time Liverpool went to Wembley?
I actually do because I was there.
Exactly, my friend. And how did that go?
It was a humbling 4-1 defeat. I was actually in the Spurs end as well.
Liverpool are good against big teams.
That is true.
They're very good
since that teams. Game, but that Spurs are also good against big
in fact,
teams.
Since that game, I think they might have even been the best team in the league. Since that game.
Definitely best defence.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Or against big
no,
teams.
I think they're top of the table since that game.
Insane.
How do you think it's going to go then?
I reckon it's going to be a wicked game, like 4-3.
Wow.
Nice. I can't call who's getting 4, but it's going to be that.
Too close, too cool. Luke,
yeah.
Manchester United are going to Watford.
Ooh.
Watford, one of the divisions.
Well, they're now in the league, aren't they?
They are. So, yeah. How are Manchester?
So,
yeah.
Oh, if we can get a point, that would be a fantastic result.
Does Mourinho, has he got a start, Rashford?
I'm going to say yes. Yes, he does. I mean, not really, but he could if he wanted to. Lukaku scored a couple of goals, but he was playing a shit team, so...
Nothing changes.
International stuff. So it's, you know, it's anybody's guess, really.
Literally, your role is to give a prediction.
All right. Yeah. Actually, no. I think Man U are going to they're going to pull themselves together a little bit. I think they're going to grind out a nice little fucking 4-1 victory.
Grind out a 4-1.
Yeah, I got a lot more optimistic than when I was at the start of the sentence.
I can't wait to see Lukaku score a hat-trick. Lukaku's going to score a hat-trick.
Yeah, because I think he might be good, because he might not realise yet that they're a really good team because they've been winning their game. They might, if they're still just Watford, then he can bang the goals.
That's a good point.
It's good to play them early on in the season before they're top at Christmas.
It could be like, because Arsenal beat Leicester very early on in the season quite convincingly. And it could be one of those situations where they kind of trick everyone into, like, everyone's like, oh, it's just Watford.
But no doubt, whatever the result next week, Watford are going to win.
Yeah, Watford are going to win the league.
So the reverse fixture, Manchester United hosting Watford.
Watford against
Manchester. Watford have got the title in their sights.
Yeah.
Hat-trick.
And they'll grind out a 4-1 victory.
Yeah. Otto, Manchester City hosting Fulham.
Yeah, that's not going to get well, is it? I think Fulham are going to play way too defensively.
Yeah.
And they're going to get absolutely smashed. Yeah.
But wait, they don't have, like, the defence has been the worst thing.
Yeah, defence has been the worst thing. And the thing is, actually, have you been reading those articles? Obviously you haven't. About how Fulham passing and shooting is just as good as the top four.
Wow.
So apparently we're going to be a top four club. But
I reckon Fulham will create chance. Are they away at City?
Yeah. That's the issue. I don't know. I think it's nice going to a team like that because nobody is expecting anything.
Ooh.
And you're expecting to lose, and that kind of gives the players extra freedom. So maybe we'll see something a bit exciting come out of the attacking players, but I don't think that.
I've actually got a fun stat about returning after an international break. City in the last 3 years averaged the highest number of points after an international break.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Big squad, I'm going to say.
But Fulham don't have that many players. They've only had Mitrovic hit banged up. Did you see Mitrovic's goal?
No.
Banged one in. Did you see Son's nutmeg that I said everybody?
Yeah.
That was an incredible nutmeg.
So we haven't had many players playing in the international break, so we're going to be pretty well rested.
Yeah.
Liverpool have rested. Alisson, Fabinho, and Firmino did not feature in the Brazil squad.
They featured, really? Firmino featured in the first game. Firmino was playing, he started.
Oh, okay, well.
And I'll tell you who featured in Brazil's last game. Richarlison.
Yeah, he's
two goals.
Wow. It doesn't get any easier for Newcastle United, Jasper.
I think
they're hosting Arsenal.
That's an interesting fixture, for sure.
They've come close against Chelsea and Man City. Can they get a point out of this?
I think they can, because Arsenal aren't quite as good as the other two. Yeah. I assume they get. Although if I was a Newcastle player, I'd be pretty bored of playing that way every week.
But surely they'll be like, we did so well against Man City and Chelsea.
Maybe.
Arsenal are the team.
I mean, the system doesn't require footballing brilliance, but you have to be switched on, and it's a lot of hard work.
I really.
And
like
if you
games.
Kind of. Right. You're a defender, though.
Chelsea have Cardiff. I can see Chelsea being top of the league this time next
week. They're going to smash Cardiff.
A quick thing about Hugo Lloris. Something's happened to him because
he's
drunk
driving. Yeah,
he admitted it. I can't remember what the penalty's
going to
be.
He's got something.
He got a fine 20 months
driving ban.
Right, but no prison.
No.
Will the Premier League step in? Will he get like
an
FA?
It was kind of odd because he'd been prosecuted and he was still playing for Spurs.
And he was like way over the limit.
And
it wasn't just like he had a couple
of beers. No, it was like twice sober or something.
Yeah, it wasn't like a couple of beers. It was like
the FA like step in with a ban.
Yeah, because I mean, captain of your international squad, he's nearly 30.
Yeah.
You would think he would have a bit of like maturity.
I think Poch would kind of. I mean, they got Vorm to step up.
Does he have a drinking problem?
What do you think? You can tweet us. Does Hugo Lloris have a drinking problem?
Use the hashtag Does Hugo Lloris have a drinking
problem? I tell you one thing you could tweet us about. You might have tweeted us before about it. If you have, we haven't noticed. Russia, we accused them on this podcast of doping at the World Cup. The news has come out this week. Otto, what is the news?
Cheryshev is being investigated by the Spanish FA.
Yeah.
Who, Spanish FA are hysterically not very good at investigating doping.
Right.
But neither of the English FA, no FA is actually, to be honest, but he's being investigated. That was actually going to be one of my quiz questions.
Well, anyway.
It was actually very, very boring.
We don't have to retract our claim that
they were doping, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know who one of the few players who's been found guilty of doping in English football?
No.
Oxford's own Billy Turley.
Billy Turley. Yeah. He was a nutcase. That wasn't even performance. That's strict.
I think he was actually maybe just recreational. No, I think it might be more than recreational.
Do they do drug tests for like coke?
Why would it? Rio Ferdinand. No, he never got found guilty. No, he just climbed out the window of a train.
Yeah.
And you know the only player who actually was found guilty? Well, one of the few players. I think there were only four cases ever. Two of them have failed cases, like Sacco's. Mutu from Chelsea. And then he actually was forced to leave Chelsea. He's the only actually successful player.
Maradona as well got done for cocaine, didn't he?
Was that before Premier League?
No, he played a match and he scored. Yeah, he scored. Yeah. And then he said it like... random drugs test for Maradona.
Sorry, yeah, back to Premier League, yeah.
No,
Russia, yeah, doping. Yeah. Fuck them. Twats. And they're poisoning our boys.
Should actually point out Putin said something to the...
They're civilians, not criminals.
Yeah, they're not... I don't know.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
For criminals.
Come on, Putin.
For civilians.
Sort it out. Just a moth. Chill out, mate.
I reckon we'd be going for a while.
Do we have more fixtures? What about the Sunday fixtures?
They're all bad. They're just like...
And then nothing happening on Sunday.
West Ham's horrid season continues at Everton.
Oh, they have 20,000 less people in their stadium than this.
I reckon it's time to say something like
Crystal Palace Huddersfield.
You've been listening to the In Air Play Unfair podcast. Unless anyone has anything else to say.
Wait, there was a discussion point, wasn't there? No, surely not.
Alright, you've been listening to the In Air Play Unfair podcast. It's time to say thank you and goodbye to Otto_Wolf.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. We didn't talk about Rory Keane.
Yeah.
That's fine. We don't need to. Don't even bother. It's not that interesting. It's just Rory Keane. Did you not listen to it?
No, is he a twat, is he?
No, it's quite funny, but it's not that bad. It's not interesting enough.
We'll bring it up next week, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Let's say thank you and goodbye to Luke.
You know what we didn't talk about? Sorry. The Spanish league playing a game in America.
Let's say thank you and goodbye to Luke.
And maybe the Champions League final in 2 years or 3 years will be in New York.
That could be a good party.
I'm not for league games, but
get this: the Champions League final, not this year, but the next year, is Istanbul.
Let's say thank you and goodbye to Luke and Jasper at Luke and Jasper.
Thank you.
Jasper. Oh, he's crumpled.
Thank you very much.
No, and goodbye.
Oh no, it's just the way Luke said that. He was so happy.
You've got to say and goodbye.
Do it again.
You have to wait till next week, I think. And let's say thank you to our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog.
Thank you.
And goodbye. I've been your host at Mr. Jimmy Rowe. This is In Air Play Repair at Pilot Pundits. See you next time.